Welcome to Maseches Bava Basra, Parakei Mishnah Dalad, Chapter 5, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah begins, HaKoinish Ne'ilanis, if a person buys two trees, nothing is specified, just the fact that he's buying two trees. Besides Techaver, and it's in his friend's field, Harez Lekana Karka, he doesn't acquire the ground, the land that's beneath them, just the actual trees. Remeir says, Kana Karka, that he does acquire the ground that's around, the land that's around these trees. Higdilu, let's say the trees grew, and now the branches and the leaves extended forward. The owner of the land cannot cut down the trees or the additional branches, even though the shade of them is covering his land, because since he didn't sell the land, comes out that he, in essence, said, I'm selling you the trees, and whatever the trees need, my land is going to take care of. That which grows from the trunk, that belongs to the owner of the tree. However, that which grows from the roots, that belongs to the owner of the land. Vimesu, let's say the two trees die, they dry out, ain't like karka. Then the owner of the two trees has nothing anymore, and he has no right even to plant trees there, because he only sold him the trees, not the land. Kana shleisha, however, if let's say the fellow bought three trees, that changes everything. Then everyone agrees kana karka, that included in the sale is the actual land itself. That's considered like a mini orchard, if you want to call it that. Igdilu, let's say the trees, branches, and leaves grew a lot, and they spread out, yishapeh. Then the owner of the land is permitted to trim the branches and to trim the leaves that are spreading over his land, because since he sold him the land for the tree itself, all that he sold him was the actual land around the tree, but not the right to have his tree extend further onto the seller's land. All that grows, both from the trunk and from the roots, shalai, that all belongs to the owner of the trees. Vimesu, let's say the trees died. Yeshle karka, he has a right to replant and put new trees in because he owes the karka, he owns the land itself. Let's see Mishnah, Mishnah 5. Hamucha rosh behema gatha, if someone sells the head of a large animal, like a cow, loy machar es haraglaim, he doesn't sell, the legs are not included in the sale. Machar es haraglaim, if he sells the legs, loy machar es harosh, the head is not included. Machar es akana, let's say he sells the respiratory tract, so that's included in that is the windpipe, the lungs, loy machar es hakavod, not included in the sale is the liver. Machar es hakavod, if he sells the liver, loy machar es hakana, he didn't sell him the respiratory tract. Avo bedaka, however, when it refers to a smaller animal like a sheep, machar es haroish, if he sells the head, machar es haraglaim, included in the sale, the head is the legs. However, machar es haraglaim, if he sells the legs, loy machar es haroish, he didn't sell the head. The reason for that is because a behema daka, a small animal, if a person purchases an eiver choshev, which means to say a limb that's considered significant, then they kind of add on an additional limb, which is not so choshev. So therefore, if one buys the head, which is choshev, which is important, he also gets the raglaim, the feet, but not the commerce. Machar es hakana, let's say he sold the windpipe and the lungs, machar es hakavod, then included in that is also the sale of the liver, that's secondary. However, machar es hakavod, if he sells the insignificant liver, le machar es hakana, then we don't say that we throw in also something more substantial, which is the lungs and the windpipe. That's how it works. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.